A recent moose survey in the Chilkat Valley shows the population is relatively stable, and snow machiners are getting ready to compete in the Alcan 200 race this weekend. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. In December, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game conducted an aerial moose count in the Chilkat Valley. Biologists counted 183 moose, which is just under the 10-year average. Last fall, Fish and Game closed moose hunting early, partly due to unreliable survey information. They say the survey data they gathered this time around is more dependable. Juneau-based Fish and Game biologist Carl Koch says as soon as the first snow fell in Haines, he started hoping for the right weather conditions to get in the air and start counting moose.
Well, it took a little while to be able to do it because of weather. When it was good in Haines, it wasn't good to get out of Juneau. But on December 19th, I flew up there. The conditions were pretty good. There was 6 to 8 inches of snow on the ground.
Koch spent most of the daylight hours on December 19th in flight, scouting for moose. He counted 183 total, 24 of which were bulls. Four of them had only one antler, which means that some of the moose without antlers could have been bulls who lost their antlers already. Koch also counted 29 calves, 29 cows, and 101 adults of unknown sex.
These are minimum counts, so we don't ever see all the animals. And probably a rough guess is maybe I saw 65 to 70% of the actual animals out there.
The number is close to the 10-year average of 187 for the Haines area. It's the second highest count in the last 5 years. That's partly because conditions haven't been great in recent years. Ideal conditions would require a clear day with snow on the ground in early November. Last year, Fish and Game wasn't able to do the survey until March. By that time, they couldn't distinguish between cows and bulls because male moose had shed their antlers. They counted 147 animals total. That unreliable survey information was one factor in closing moose hunting early last fall. The hunt went fast. 17 animals were harvested in the first week. The rapid harvest, combined with iffy data, contributed to the early closure. Another factor in that closure was Fish and Game's concern about a possibly low survival rate for younger male moose. In last year's survey, just 8% of the total count were calves, but this time around, the number was much higher, 16%. Koch says, overall, this year's count doesn't raise any alarms.
Nothing that we're super excited about, and nothing that we're, you know, super worried about.
He says the Chilkat Valley moose population seems to be holding relatively stable. The 47th annual Alcan 200 Snow Machine Rally roars down the Haines Highway this weekend. The road race kicks off at 10 a.m. Saturday morning, starting at the border. Here's organizer Kathy Lapp with the Chilkat Snowburners.
The Yukon government would apply for permit, and they close the road from just above Canadian Customs to Dautiache. And the riders race from that point to Dautiache. They have two mandatory gas pump stops on the race up, and then they turn around and finish above customs.
Lapp doesn't know how many competitors will take part because most of them register Friday night at the Fogcutter Bar Calcutta auction. She says in recent years there's been around 25 or 30 riders. Some come from the Yukon or other areas of Alaska like Fairbanks. But Lapp says there are more Haines people getting involved recently, especially younger snow machiners.
People that have come for years and years, and they really enjoy it. It's always a challenge just because the difference, you know, in the road conditions, the weather, and they really like it. And now some of the younger people here are starting to get involved, and they also like it. It's important. It's kind of part of our history.
Lapp says the weather conditions for the weekend are looking pretty good. She says there will likely be some fresh snow on the road. The more than 150-mile race starts Saturday morning. The highway will be closed from 42 Mile to Desdiash Lake from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Winners will be announced at a banquet at the American Legion, 6:30 p.m. Saturday. Heliports were a central topic at the Haines Planning Commission's meeting Thursday. They discussed what the commission chair called a complicated situation of a heliport request at 35 Mile of the Haines Highway. This is the fourth time the Planning Commission has discussed the 35 Mile heliport, and the conversation is not over. Property owner Michael Wilson requested a conditional use permit for the heliport a few months back. Then, at a December meeting, his partner Sean Brownell of Alaska Heliskiing said they believed they had a use-by-right situation because helicopters have operated out of the 35-mile heliport since before 2011, when the borough put additional restrictions on heliports. The Planning Commission asked then-acting borough manager Julie Causey to make a decision about whether the heliport was use-by-right. Here's Commission Chair Rob Goldberg.
She reviewed their material and she made a decision that, yes, they did have a pre-existing right to use the property, but only at the limit that they had been historically using it, which was 5 to 10 landings a year. And so she said yes, but she put a severe restriction on the number of landings.
Wilson is appealing Causey's decision. He writes in his appeal that limiting landings is an arbitrary and capricious decision that is in violation of our rights. And there's another limitation that Causey interpreted from borough code. If the helipad were to be used for commercial ski tour landings, it requires a conditional use permit.
And so Julie said, even if I approve this as a pre-existing use for a heliport, in order to operate out of there with a heli-skiing business, the site has to have a conditional use permit from the Planning Commission. So we really have two separate things in front of us that are tied together.
The commission was originally scheduled to hear Wilson's appeal at Thursday's meeting, but Goldberg decided to postpone the hearing for a couple reasons. One, Causey is on vacation, so she's not available to answer questions about her decision. And it takes 4 votes from the commission to overturn Causey's decision. There were only 5 out of 7 commissioners present at Thursday's meeting.
The appellant has to get 4 out of 7 votes. When 2 members are gone, I felt that it tilts the playing field against the appellant.
The appeal hearing is now scheduled for the February 11th planning meeting. Commissioner Brenda Josephson asked whether the commission or borough assembly was considering the possibility of one public heliport where all heliski business operated. That idea is part of the borough comprehensive plan based on public input. But Goldberg said it's a moot point. That's because he reached out to the 3 local heliski business owners about the idea already. He asked if they were open to operating out of a site at the end of Chilcat Lake Road in return for some kind of benefit, like eliminating the cap on skier days. The 2 biggest operators, SEBA and Alaska Heliskiing, said no. Goldberg said Brownell gave him a list of reasons why not.
They don't want to be close to each other and competing for the same terrain that's close to the site. They like being apart, and so they just don't want to go for this idea of a community heliport and having one spot in the upper valley.
So the Planning Commission is back where they started, deciding one by one on conditional use permits for private heliports. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.